You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Yo, welcome to Diablo's Den, episode number 15. I'm your co-host, Jay Reason, and I'm here with the one and only Lord Ezek, a.k.a. Danny Diablo.
I love you all. I love you all.
Man, it's great to sit and talk with you, dude. You know, it's been a couple weeks since our last episode. You've been super busy. We're going to keep this episode just you and I, like the old days, nice and fun, quick, lighthearted.
We'll do a quick 1.5 hour of just banging out and tell these people what's up.
Listen, man, I got a ton of stuff to talk to you about. First and foremost, dude, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How's everything?
Great. I feel amazing. I've been playing shows. I've been on the road. Been recording tons of music.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about a lot of this shit.
Jay, it's been cool. I like it out here. I just want to get the year finished. Then I'm really gonna start looking for a spot for my shop out here. And I got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, man. Well, whatever you need to help get set up in any of the shop stuff, business stuff, you know, I got your back 120,000%, man. Let's jump into the show, man. It's been a really busy couple weeks for you, dude. I mean, like I said, I was just going over notes to talk about.
You and my boy fucking Yvonne have been busy.
Yeah, dude. You know, we're trying to keep spreading the Diablo's Dead work for you, brother.
Tell Yvonne if he thinks he's gonna try to take my spot, there's another thing coming. Right? I'll find him. I'm talking to you, Yvonne. All right.
Yo, there is no one who can take your spot, no matter what, man. You know, we're out here again. I want to thank everybody who supports the Diablo's Den, the Ruckus podcast.
Diablo's Digest, baby.
We're all here trying at the end of the day to support my man over here, Ezek, and trying to help get that shit on the road. So we appreciate that. Actually, so I'm going to jump right in, dude. Yes. You just launched a new shirt pre-order, dude. That's pretty fucking sicky.
It's actually an old school, old thing that we did. But then one run, then I was like, I found it. And I was like, from the Drugs, Music, Sex, when the album dropped on, you know, Ice Cream Records, right? So, Fuck the Scene. You know what I mean?
That's the Fuck the Scene shirt pre-order. So that's like right small, now.
These little fucking birds that could drive. It's like,
who did that design? Do you remember?
This guy Juanito. He did all my stuff back in the day, like 2008.
Yeah, it's a sick shirt. So that's like I said, at DannyDiabloMerch.com. Yeah. As always, a sponsor.
TCLB. Fuck the Scene. That's it.
DannyDiabloMerch.com is the sponsor of all of our stuff. So make sure you're going over there and checking that shit out. Ease has a ton of stuff available.
Buy Diablo Fest tickets on there. Yeah. Diablo's headline, guys.
You want to jump into the Diablo Fest stuff? I got that on my list. But it's up to you.
Yeah, let's go. All right,
so dude, Friday, December 1st at the Dive Bar in Las Vegas. So now, the last episode we were on, you were still kind of planning some shit. What's come together since then? I know the lineup is looking fucking awesome.
The lineup, listen, check this out. The lineup is Madball, it's headline. So to even have me to be to even have me to do a festival and have Madball headline, you know it's gonna be some funny shit going on. Like now I pay them.
Yeah.
shout out to Freddie for doing it. We're gonna have Madball. We have Concrete Dream, you know, Suburban Noise Records, Concrete Dreams performing. We have Count Time performing, fucking LA hardcore. We got a few local people who are playing, so that's good. We have Any Last Words playing. Never Ending Last Words.
Las Vegas is happening for you right now, man. I mean, I remember the last show you played yourself over there.
Always dope. And people who are California could come to it, Arizona could come to it, all the people on the West Coast come to this. December 1st is a Friday. We're doing this show. Then we're going to stop the show. But, you know, Vegas is all night. You know, So we're going to do the show from like 6 to midnight, right? You know, because Madball's not going to want to go over at midnight. So 11 o'clock, he'll go on to midnight over, right? Then wherever I want to do, DJ, and I'm going to have some acts to an after party at the same spot.
Oh, sick. That will also be a dive bar.
All the hip-hop. To most, like, I'm going to have Jason the Sin God perform. You mean? I'm going to have fun and piss my perform also.
And for those who haven't listened yet, go back to the episode last week of Ruckus Podcast, although distributed by Diablo's Den. And you just had Jason on your show, right?
Yeah, Jason Singon is an amazing kid. He works with a weed company, and the kid's good, and I'm just happy to do that. So, when we do that, They Live is performing also, which is on Force 5, and I DJ for them, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I want to talk about They Live in a little bit. But so for Diablo's Festi, you're still looking too for sponsors right now, right?
We're looking for people we're going to have tables at the event. I mean, I got Gutter Christ going to have a table. I got a whole bunch of other people. They got tables of weed companies, bongs, and t-shirt companies, whatever. Yeah, so whatever you have, man. If you have a company and you have product, come down. Hit me up.
Yeah, get in touch with Donnie. It's Donnie at forcefightrecords.com. He will send you out the sheet for the sponsors. It'll list all the prices for the tables. If you have any questions or you can't get a hold of Donnie, obviously just reach out to me, your boy Jerry's, and I'll take care of you. Make sure you guys get all the information. Like I said, man, we're really trying to hype up this Diablo Fest in Vegas. It is going to be Friday, December 1st. You're going to hear us talk about that a shit ton between now and December. Like I said, Ezak's really, really been building up the Diablo Fest brand for a couple of years. Yeah. And so now to have it in Vegas, man, you guys are really in for a fucking treat. Again, I mean, how often does Madball really get out there and shit, right?
I got the shark from Morris Park, the Bronx. He's been living out there for a while, and he's a hometown hero in the Bronx. He's performing. And I'm like, yo, Shark, I get you. He's like, yeah. So I got him. I got Big Left. Big Left is performing from the
Coke. I remember working with when you and I worked at the offices back in here in West Haven, man. I first met him, dude. Yeah, I first met him, and it's cool to see him back, especially, dude, like I said, man, that's the one thing I love about you is that you always, dude, you're a real one. You stick by these dudes. You help them back out. You're going to help him get back on, and I think that's so cool of you, dude.
But, Jay, same thing with you, bro. When you help someone out, you help someone because you're not making money. If both of us had money for all the people we have now, we would be rich and we wouldn't care about anyone anymore. But we aren't.
I say it to you and I say this to all our friends, man. It's like my Rolodex of phone numbers and the things I could do for you if you ever need it or whatever, non-monetary-wise, bro, that makes up for it. And you know what, dude? A lot of times you don't need a lot of money to do shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. I'm happy with the way that we do shit. And that's why I'm saying
have to do, right? You have to grab you and your lady, and you have to come to Vegas for a weekend.
Oh, dude, I'm working on that one for you.
Come out to Diablo Fest. We have acid. Before you go crazy, mushrooms. People like Danny, sobriety. Listen, guys, I'll tell you something right now. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We're going to have a good time out there, and I can't. I got some special guests also.
Cool. Yeah, and like I said,
shout out to my brother Hoya Rock.
Shout out to Hoya.
And shout out to Demi.
Smoke AD, baby. I just want to want real quick talk about the Diablo Fest again. Just one more time that we are looking for sponsors, so definitely do not hesitate to get in touch with us.
Sure.
Especially in Las Vegas.
Everyone, I'm talking about just distro people that sell CDs.
Yeah,
and
anybody, whatever you got.
If you're into hardcore hip hop and graffiti underground stuff, and you live 4 hours from the thing, come down, make it a weekend thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Buy the tickets now because it will be sold out.
The cool thing about Vegas for those who've never traveled out there, that it is very affordable. So there's plenty of hotels that are cheap. Food is very inexpensive. So again, man, if you haven't gotten a chance to get away in a little bit, this is the perfect excuse. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jake, for you saying that.
No, it's the truth, dude. We talked about this for a minute. And I think, like I said, dude, what you've been working on and building the brand here and being able to take that, replicate it over there, dude, especially in the fucking paradise that is Las Vegas, bro. This shit is going to be fucking lit.
Bugsy Siegel made that shit. So as a Jew, I had to come back there and go extra hard, son.
I love that. Now, yo, but before the December show, yo, you're playing a fucking massive show October 1st, so 2 months before that, in Brooklyn at the Monarch with Crown of Thorns, dude. And this fucking lineup,
right?
It's also with Madball, yeah.
How crazy is now I'm playing with Madball and Hoy's out of the band? What the fuck is going on, son?
Yeah, that it is crazy, man. But that lineup is insane. It's also got our boy Jay Pita and Mind Force is on that. Twitchy Tongues is playing that. Yeah, so shout out to Mind Force. Twitchy Tongues is playing that. So F. Sean Martin. So you'll be hanging with him that day.
Twitchy Tongues?
He plays in Twitching Tongues. So you'll see Sean.
Yo, Sean Martin. Yo, Sean Martin.
I already know, man.
Yeah. You already know. Sean Martin, what's up? It's on, son.
It's on. Nice to
you. Yo, listen, me and Sean Martin always talk. We don't have to see each other, whatever. We look at each other and we know what's up. I'm going to say shout out to Hoya, shout out to Demi, and shout out to Sean Martin. What's up,
Zeus? Shout out to Zeus. And shout out to Zeus. shout out Zeus. I got something I'm gonna plug from Zeus too here in a minute, but yeah, man. So 10-1, I'm actually gonna be out there. I'm gonna try to film a bunch of content with Ezak the day before that or the day up. So I'm definitely gonna catch you on 10-1 with the camera. We're gonna roll there's a bunch of
we'll get a table and we sit down, we get these motherfuckers
that's what I'm thinking, because I already actually made told my boy who's going to drive that I'm going to go with him. So I think we'll do it.
This is the kind of, my boys always bug out when they talk and when they're like, yo, what, like how do the fans look nowadays? I'm like, yo, they look like gay firemen. I can say what I want to say.
We could do a scene cam of the fans, like a fan report.
Yo, listen, it went from like punk rock, crazy, like dirtbag dope heads to like gay firemen. And you know, whatever, I love you all. I love you all. But it's like the guy from with a mustache and poom poom shorts. And
there's
diesel.
Some wild looks out there.
Yo,
for
some
sure.
crazy I mean, shit yeah. going on. But you know what? I love the fact that anyone can go to these things and have a good time. Because back in the day, you get your ass kicked, wherever you're fighting, you just be different.
And it's funny you said that, because I literally just said, it's like, yo, how cool is it to be in the hardcore right now where it's like, it's pretty, you know what I mean? You can do whatever, right?
Think about back in the day, you just being the hardcore and going to a hardcore show, you go to neighborhoods and you and your friend has a fucking mullet
or what about like you would have wore like a Soundgarden shirt and gotten beat up back then, and now people are buying like $200 Soundgarden shirts and wanting to trade them and shit for me from set shows. So it's just like, it's crazy to me the whole thing. You know?
I think these kids now could, as who I am and stuff like this, and like before, kids now could be proud of what they listen to, what they like, or how they would be flamboyant. Like, I always dress flamboyant. You know what I mean?
Well, no, but yo, you were gangster, dude. You were always so gangster.
Yeah, like, but people were like, why you dress like that? Now I look at people, like I look at someone who's trans or someone else who's like coming in a weird suit, and I'm like, yeah, yo, sport your shit.
Yeah,
everyone look at you and be like, yo, that person's dressed like that. Who the fuck is? Let them express how they want to express. Right?
That's why I love when people just live their life, dude. You see people walking around, however, and I'm like,
I don't give a fuck. Listen, as long as you don't hurt babies and children, don't hurt women and children, and be respectful, then you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that.
There's assholes in all walks of life. So,
yeah. We're going to talk about that when we go back to a segment that I have planned.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to also really quickly plug something sad a couple of weeks ago, man. The death of Sinead O'Connor. I know that you were a big fan. Tim Williams, VOD, also a big fan, got a tattoo of hers.
I got a weird thing with that, because you heard about when we the eggs, right?
No.
A long time ago, Toby Morris, we saw Sinead O'Connor in Alcatraz, the bar, and she was drinking. You know, she owned the bar right down, right a few bars down, Lower East Side. And like, shit, Sinead O'Connor, you know what I mean? And Toby's like, oh my God, I love her, I got a tattoo. So he went up to her And she's like, yo, bounce, nigga. You know, she's like, I'm drinking. This is after the Pope thing. You know what I mean? So yeah. She's going through some shit. And oh, shit. And Toby is, oh, look at this guy. I got a hold of the thing now. And Toby, Toby was, this is great. Toby was like, I love you. And she was basically saying, she said, hey, please. Leave me the fuck up. Toby Morse was, Toby was so, like, he was a crying. So we were
because he loves her. So like, imagine, you know what I mean?
He broke his heart, poor Toby's heart, but he doesn't understand what poor Chanel Khan was going through at the time. So basically Chanel Khan was like, all right. So we were like, yo, and this is when we're crazy. This is 1989, 90? What was that?
What year was that? Yeah.
Tell me the year. Because this is telling you the state of mind I was going through my life.
Let's see.
Was it 89, 90?
I'm looking 91? At color. I got it right now. 1992.
So this is Lord Ezek. This is I don't give a fuck.
Like the peak. Yeah.
So me, Hoya, MQ outside, and Dirty Dom. Shout out to Dirty Dom. I love you, Dirty Dom. Shout out to Seamus. Dirty Dom's brother died. God, he's one of us.
Yeah,
I love you, Dom. We're here for you. Check this out. Shane, rest in peace. Check this out. So we're outside. I want to tell you how hard body Chanel Khan is. I'm a big fan. So I was like, Toby. He's like, well, fuck that. So we're like, me, MQ, Hoyer, we got a whole bunch of eggs. We're like, we'll hit this big egg, right? Fuck that. We're taking Toby's back, son. So she comes out, and we, yeah, listen. No, this is a true story. This is a true story. She'll tell you about it. Listen, it was in the Post and everything, New York Post, 6/8/6. So we start winging eggs at her. Fly, 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 fly. Hitting her. But the bitch starts, picks up her. She's wearing like a monk. Like a monk.
I remember she used to.
Yo, she picks up to sit up in her legs and she starts running. She starts running. She's like dodging eggs. And all of a sudden, Dom hits her, she runs. And all of a sudden, she chases Dom down, Dirty Dom down the block.
Come on.
I never seen a bitch run so fast. We're throwing eggs, hitting her. And she's running. And all of a sudden, the cops come. And they lock Dom up. Boom, they tackle him. And then she goes like this. She looks at him. She goes, you know what? Let him go.
Wow.
And back in the days, cops were like, did what they were not now. We gotta lock you up. They're like, oh, let him go. And they let her. That's how ghetto I am holding this thing.
You don't even got to look at that. Put it down.
Put it down?
There you go. Yeah, who cares?
They let him go. So they let fucking Chanel Khan. They let Dirty Dom go. Toby was so sad he was crying.
I was gonna say,
revenge on my favorite singer. That's how hardcore is, son. Even we love you. You slip up, we're going against you, son. Nowadays, me, Toby, Hoya, MQ, and Dirty Dom, we've been canceled.
Oh my God! I've never, literally, never heard this story in my life.
Hanging her with eggs, and she dodged most of them.
She was cool about it.
How much I love her. So listen, it gets even crazy in my life. Zach. So two years ago, she was all fucked up, living in Jersey by the White Castle. And right by me. So just like 3 years ago. listen, it gets crazy. Yo, it gets crazy. So Zach's like, yo, E, she's there. Nigga, you gotta do this.
Come on. Was
like, no, these niggas were like, go in there and befriend her. I was like, I was gonna do it. I was gonna be like, but then imagine me and her stuck in a fucking
relationship or something, great
hotel, yeah. Doing drugs and fucked up, and they would blame everything on you. Chanel Khan, Danielle. Listen, if I should have done it. If anyone could have saved Chanel Khan, it could have been me. My heart hurts that I did not go to that hotel and tell her I understand you. You mean
yo? I hope that in another timeline, alternate another universe, world, or something, happened.
Listen, Chanel Khan.
I literally have never heard. I don't know how I've never heard this story.
People talk about Chanel Khan. I'm the biggest Chanel Khan fan in the world. Everyone knows that. And
no, that's why I brought it up, bro. Like, I mean,
I cried. I fucking cried, guys. I don't give a fuck. Listen, when I broke up my ex, Alexandra, I listened to Shay O'Connor, fucking Troy, fucking, what's the one?
Nothing compares to
everything. Mandinka, listen, the Phoenix, all the fucking, every single song I listen to, every single album, I love her. She's my top vocalist. Not male,
I know,
female.
You like her after the Cranberries. Yeah, her.
And yeah. When we know Cranberries, when we know Shay O'Connor, they're both dead. How fucked up is that? They both died. They both basically killed themselves over. You know what I mean? It's sad.
Yo, yeah, like I said, man, I always, when I hear Sinead O'Connor, I always think of you, Tim, VOD Tim, and Toby. So that's so funny because.
Oh, that's where Toby. Everyone, ask Toby in his next podcast, Positive Toby, when he was down with the egg throwing too. We went to bat for Toby. I love you, Toby.
That's great. Damn, that's great. I don't even. What I got to follow up with that isn't as good as the story, man. But
no, it's like this. Like, let's pretend you asked the guy for the cure. What's the name of Robert Smith?
Robert Smith. Autograph.
And he's like, "Fuck you, Jay Reason. I was slap." And I love the cure, but I would slap that nigga in the face for just doing that, just for the purpose of New York hardcore and being my boy. That's how it is.
I love that.
That's how it goes. I love
that. Tell me about the shows you just did with Shaggy, too, dope.
Shaggy, yo, shit. Oh my God, you talking? Listen, you motherfuckers want to shit, huh? I'm in it, boy. I'm in it.
Bro, that's a lot.
All my juggalos.
Especially, yo, at Static Era, I don't know if you've seen this or I told you, but we're carrying Faygo now, and it sells like insane. Yo, dude, I mean, I'm not kidding you. We sell so much fucking Faygo. Do they own it? I'm surprised. I mean, they made it what it is, so there's no surprise.
How fucking amazing is that?
How were those shows? Tell me about those.
First
how did
of
you get hooked up with those? Like, how did that come together,
I
by
got
the
some
way?
Crazy shit to tell you. So I the DRP... We played one in X-Ray Arcade in Milwaukee. It's only not that far from where I live now, in Cudahy. We played the first night that Thursday. DRP was my hype man with Tony Slippers. Tony Slippers came out for a week.
Tony Slippers been holding down a bunch.
Came out with me, and he got, you know, E-Train Records, baby, Tony Slippers. So shout out to my brother, Tony Slippers. He came out. He did five songs out here. He was here for 5 days, five songs, and we did three shows.
That's awesome.
And we're doing the Supreme Force Syndicate. It's like the Wu-Tang Clan meets the Transplants.
So what do you guys do? Like a couple of each individual songs?
I did two FTW songs. I did two songs with Tony. And I did one song with DRP. Then on the set list. Then I did my like four songs. They only give me a 12 minute fucking thing.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Two
shows for me. Then I did Joliet, you know, Chicago. With Tony, it was just me and Tony, and we killed it, bro. And when I was sitting there, people were freaking on me. They walked in like, "Daddy Diablo."
Because they probably didn't expect you to be there, right?
They expected me to be there. And DJ Clay, who's in the Supreme Force Syndicate now, the new group I got, is ICP, is Shaggy's DJ, and he was ICP's DJ. I worked with him before. He did the song "Hit Him Up" with me. He did the beats.
He was on an early episode of Corona Chronicles with us.
DJ, shout out to my brother DJ Clay. Shout out to everyone in Detroit. Shout out to Shaggy, Too Dope. He's a good guy. We spoke, and it's kind of cool of looking at someone. The whole looking at that nigga. We've been doing the music at the same time, so looking at him. And when you meet the dude, and you're like, "Oh shit, yo, he killed it by himself." There's those two on stage. They killed it. Yo,
that's crazy. Like,
good for him, bro.
No, but it's cool to see you. You know what's cool, man? For me, as like a fan and friend, dude, to see you getting into that world, and then because you know that fan base has been waiting for you to kind of come in there. Yeah. So like seeing that all come to fruition and seeing you play those big shows, man,
fans,
awesome,
bro. The fans, Jay. The fans, they appreciate everything. They bought some, some person came up to me, the lady came up to me, she must have been 60 years old, and she's like, is Danny Diablo here? He's punk rock, right? I was like, she was a punk rock.
That's cool.
Bitch. I was like, what's up?
That's cool.
She goes, all right, all right. So, you know, I couldn't believe these guys all would come up to me, hugging me, Danny. Like, yo, I could have been killed. I'm so happy you're here. You fucking killed. You, Tony Slippers, killed it. So me and Tony Slippers are gonna be doing. I'll tell you right now. Listen, I love doing the Danny Dallas stuff because it's by myself. Well, it's me, Slippers. I got a DJ. It's in and out. Scarhead shit is like more of an adventure, and you want to anything happen. You know, and Crown Thorns is more of like getting this stuff out from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Right.
And you guys are working
like,
on new.
Scarhead is like, it's like you, like you're set tripping. You're like, yeah, what's up? Like, and you're like, you're, anything can happen, Scarhead. You know what I mean? But you, I gotta get it out. I gotta do that. It's like when dudes have a hot girlfriend and they fucking fat pig. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, they just got to get it out of
there. I had the hottest bitch all the time. I've known I had the hottest bitches ever walking in the club. But still, you heard the other stories, right?
With
the ugliest fucking pig that I slayed in the back. You mean I'm going to give a fuck? That's part of life. It's also called cocaine.
The yin and the yang, baby.
Listen, all these other guys in little podcasts, they'll sugarcoat things. There you tell me something. You told me, you told things. You'd be like, you want to say anything? I tell you the truth. I always tell the truth.
Love that.
That's it. That's all it is. Shout out to fucking Toby Moss, Oya. MQ was the one who stole the eggs. And fucking Dirty Dom was the man that, yo, she was fast. She caught Dirty Dom. The cops, too.
I can't wait to look that up after. Yo, oh, Issa, now, when you were doing were the Shaggy shows, were those part of those Go-Go Bordello shows? Because there's that cool clip.
No, that was 2 weeks that before that.
Live? Okay, tell me a little bit about those shows, because that looked cool.
I went out to see my boy. Shout out to UG for Go-Go Bordello.
Yo, everybody watch that video. There's an awesome video of him doing a cover of Agnostic Front. Well, that's awesome.
And I came on stage. Basically, so Eugene's like up in town. So I'm like, oh, I go with King Relic. We drive the Matador out there. And guys, you have to understand, I don't do nothing. You know what I mean? It's like when people say sobriety, stuff like that, my thing was drinking. I never said whatever. I just said, hey, I don't want to do cocaine. And, you know, like, right. I have to start 50-something years old. So Eugene's like, Ukrainian vodka. I was like, oh, shit. It's hot now, son. So I'm dressed up. It was all. This is like a Monday night. He sold out the rave on a Monday night.
Yeah,
like,
and crazy.
I gave my boy Miko his from out here as a rapper. Shout out to Miko, him, his girlfriend, and I had four, but they said that I didn't have mine. So I gave everyone my stuff. I waited for him. He goes, no, I come out, Danny. He comes out, and the people look at him like. He's like, he's my guest. They're like, take him in. They're like, oh shit! Like, how for the guy who just sold out place came out and brought me in? No, Danny, we go. So
I love that.
We were hanging out. I met the whole band. The drummer's Puerto Rican. The bass player is a Brazilian guy from Astoria, Queens. Went to school. So we talked about Bryan High School, Long Island. He went to school Long Island City. So I'm like,
I never heard of the band until they were on shout out Hoya. They were on Hoya's podcast.
No, they are the biggest thing in the world right now. They are like a gypsy Dropkick Murphys.
I was going to say, how would you describe it? So like, yeah, like gypsy, a gypsy
Dropkick Murphys.
And what's the audience that goes Kick to this Murphys show?
Had a baby with the what's
like
the
Flamingo Gypsy Kings.
Guys? What's
the Gypsy
guys?
Kings.
Huh?
The Gypsy King. The Gypsy Kings.
The Gypsy Kings had a band Gypsy Kings had a band. And Tom Waits, Gypsy Kings, Tom Waits, and Dropkick Murphys had a baby.
That is a combo.
So, Eugene and I, he's doing a covers. He's doing a Scarhead song on his cover album.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I told him to do Snickers.
because that actually would sound really good, like all kind of,
Well, he was like, so basically he brought me in. His girlfriend is opening the band. Yeah, everything, they made me feel so welcome.
That's awesome.
And that's what it is, the music. It's welcome. And he didn't have to do all that. You know, it's my boy, but like he's a Jesse Malin's boy and Jimmy G's boy. Jimmy Gustavo, I love you, bro. Happy birthday, Jimmy G. But and Jesse, I hope you feel better, my brother, Jesse Malin. So I was like, in there, so I was in the back. I said, I'm going to take a piss. I went back there, and all of a sudden, he called me to stage. I had to run all the way. I didn't know he was going to call me to stage. And we did a front cover.
Yeah, so cool.
you know, everyone's showing in Milwaukee. Like I was, it's like hometown hero. It's crazy. Like, I'm getting mad love out here. Milwaukee's a good place, and we're gonna be doing shows out here. We're doing shows now, but we do some hardcore shows out here. It's gonna be big.
Now, was that where you? So you just went on your own, but you were there. There was some they live shows around that those dates, right? Because you just DJ'd finished up a bunch. Of,
where did I go?
I was gonna say,
I played a few shows with them.
Yeah, it's crazy because I see.
I DJ. Listen, I DJ. Shout out to They Live. Shout out to King Relic, Prolific, and Jason Logic. I DJ for these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's like I said, man. I had my notes ready to go for you today.
I don't tell no one I'm doing it. I don't say. I just put the flyer up. I don't say I'm DJing for. I just put flyer and show up. And people are like, what's the fuck?
Reaction? Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the reaction when people come like, in and they're like, you're the like, DJ? Oh.
They're like, what the fuck? I'm like, and I don't. I just keep my thing. I want to wear a mask. I want to wear the They Live mask. Like, no one knows me.
You know what you should get is you should have somebody make you. Your logo as a mask, you know that I got a dope mask
like that. I got, yo, but it's gonna be too hot. You know why? But I'm gonna wear it next time.
Slipknot, yo, if fucking what's his homie from Slipknot could wear that shit, you could rock that shit. Yeah.
Right, I got a dope devil mask. Oh man.
Oh, that would be sick, man. I would love if you would do that.
I'm gonna do that for now. That's my little gimmick now. Thank you, Jerry.
Before I let you go, I got just a few more little things, man. Right. One of the things I wanted to ask you about specifically, man, because this one of your and my favorite food is pizza.
I love pizza.
So, like, I'm dying to know, what the fuck is pizza in Milwaukee like? Only because, yo, like, I just went.
I want to tell you something right now.
Viv and I went to a wedding the other day. So, I went to, shout out to Jay from Mindforce and Aaron from Death Threat for turning me on to their pizza spot in Rhinebeck, Pizzeria Posto. That shit was sick. And then I had Sally's here. Then they opened a new Sally's in Fairfield. I know that's Johnson's favorite place. I mean, yo, this is what I was going to talk to you about. I like Joe's. Joe's is like my favorite slice, you know, in pizza in New York.
I fight with all these guys all the time. Craig Sitar, you know, these motherfuckers. I like Rose's Pizzeria. I like, I'm just saying, like, the pizza out here, the food.
There's an Italian restaurant
right across the street from me. I'm not going to say the name, but it's fucking. Oh, the fucking the spaghetti sucked. I couldn't believe
what the is sauce. It, the sauce is ketchup or something, right?
Whatever it Hunts, whatever the fuck it is, it sucked. I was like, are you serious? You're right by Chicago. You got Italians. What the fuck?
So is it mostly like you're probably better off just getting like a Papa John's or like a Domino's?
There's a thing like Domino's called Toppers out here. And I eat the shit out of that thing, yeah. Or I buy the frozen ones out across the street in the dollar store. I buy some frozen shit. You know, and put some stuff on it and feel much better.
That's awesome, man. a couple of things before we wrap up. I want to plug really quick that there's a new signing at Static Era. I haven't announced yet, so I'm going to announce it here first. Yo, I want to welcome Zach, who you know, our boy Zach from Man Overboard. He's got a new hardcore project.
Yo.
So we recorded it in secret. I had Zeus mix and master.
Yo, my man Zach.
Yo, and Zeus. So Zeus came through on this thing. It's like super fast, rock and hardcore. I'm going to do a listen next week. You'll hear it, but I wanted to plug the band here first.
Shout out to Zach.
Shout out to Zach, dude, for coming through. And Slighted. And he's Slighted. Got West from Death.
Me and you have been slighted a lot.
I'm going to get into that. He's got West from Death Threat's going to be playing in the live act version
shout out
of
to
that.
West, good guy.
And he's got one of the homies from Lifeless playing drums. So yeah, right. You heard it here first. Thank you, Zach from Man Overboard for trusting
Zach, Man Overboard, what up, brother.
I'm so excited. I also want to thank really quick too. We did a coffee pop up, the Connecticut Hardcore Coffee pop up at the Static Era. Shout out to my brother Beatty from Hatebreed. If you haven't checked out his coffee yet, man, definitely do that.
What's up, brother?
THC coffee. You know, he's been pushing that. So we did a thing at the store. Super sweet of BD to come and donate his time. Now, that said, I'm going to just, you know me, I usually.
Oh, shit.
In the.
Oh, shit. Here it goes.
The almost 5 years we've been recording, I don't really say much, right?
Whack Attack?
This is the return of Whack Attack, but I'm going to be the one giving the Whack Attack this time.
All right, listen. Look, I hand over the Whack Attack button to you. The Whack Attack button goes to you.
I'm not going to say the person's name because I'm just not going to acknowledge or give that person the attention. But what I'm going to say is this. Two things. For people who don't know me, if somebody says something negative about me to you, I would say about 9 times out of 10, I have helped that person numerous fucking times, have done things for that person to help their business, you know, just a lot of music industry shit, that kind of stuff. You have people who know what I'm talking about, know what I'm talking about, right? And there's a code of ethics in this business. When you work for somebody and you do some shit, you don't say something. And I'm one of these people. I'm a dude. Ezak will tell you that. Anybody who knows me, I'm like sometimes a sole dude who souls, you know, who stands by the cred of like, okay, dude, somebody fucks you over, you don't rat out their shit, you don't do their shit, right? So I'm just going to put this out there that the fucking next time somebody decides to write something on Beatty's page, my page, or you say something to my fucking friends, I don't care who you are. I don't care what fucking size you are. I don't care who you're fucking down with. I'll come after you. I don't give a fuck. I'm not scared of anybody. I have fucking gone to people's houses over the fucking internet. I have fought people and lost. I have fought people and win. I do not give a shit. But if you go around and start fucking making shit up, and I've got screenshots of shit you sent to my friends and I got texts, I will literally show everybody how you pay your mortgage, which you don't want me to show. You don't want me to tell people where that money comes from. I will show people receipts for things that were done that you told clients were paid for that were not paid for and you kept the money. So this is my warning to you. And I know you know who I'm talking about. And for those who don't know, it's not that hard to figure out. And for the people who know I'm talking about, you could send the fucking message and show them the clip. Because supposedly this dude has said he had to stop himself from coming in the shop and this, that, the other thing. Motherfucker, ain't nobody stopping you from fucking nothing. You know where the fuck I'm at, 43 fucking River Street. I'm there fucking Wednesday through Saturday. I live right up the fucking street. You come to my fucking house. You come to the store, whatever the fuck you want. It's an open fucking door, dude. The one thing here, there's no fucking cop call and there's nothing. You show up, you be fucking ready to fight. I do not give a fuck about you, your fucking career, your fucking bullshit. Because you know what, dude? You might do five or six really big things, but you don't talk about the fucking people you rip off and the shit that you really do. So again, Whack Attack, you know who the fuck you are.
Whack Attack.
Again, people know that I don't say shit. I'm usually pretty quiet.
Get off your chest.
Well, E, I mean, you know how I help people. So if I'm saying to people, enough is enough with this clown, and again, it's not that hard to figure out. This dude could come. He sent some really fucking tough messages, but you know what? He didn't send them to me. He sent them to everybody else. So he can't be that fucking hard because you know what, dude? You know where the fuck to find me. My phone number hasn't changed in 20 fucking years. My email address hasn't fucking changed. So I'm here, dude. Whatever the fuck you want. I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of shit.
Whack Attack.
Whack Attack. With that said, everybody, thank you so much for joining us for Diablo's Den episode 15. Shout out to everybody supporting, subscribing.
Wes,
the newsletter. Again, guys, remember Diablo Fest, Friday the 12th, December the 1st.
Yeah.
Reach out to me or Donnie. We got the shirt pre-order going on. Danny Diablo merch. I love you, E. Thank you so much. I love you, Jay. Thank you for support. Listen, dude, I'm just going to say this too. Because again, I don't usually talk like this on our.
No, you don't ever.
This side of it. But dude, you know me since I was a fucking kid. And the shit that this dude is trying to say is just.
No shit. Sometimes, listen, people do stuff. And sometimes,
and you know how much I help that motherfucker too. Like that's the crazy shit is that, like this dude.
It hurt you, so you said it, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I understand.
Well, listen. If you're watching, motherfucker, you know where to come. Come. Don't even call. You just come. And I got the text message, so I know you're waiting for me. You fucking come. JJ, I'm waiting for you.
The pigs might be watching. Come on.
Let them. Yo, I'm waiting for you, baby. keep subscribing. I love it,
Toby.
Love you, remember, yeah,
listen, everyone. I want everyone to hit Toby Morse up and ask him. Say, Toby, did you throw eggs at Chanel Connor? You bastard.
That's the name of this episode is going to be throwing eggs at Sinead.
Yes,
I think.
I love you. Listen, everyone. Toby Morse, I love you too. Hoya, I love you, baby. Let's go.
Yo, Smoke AD,
baby.
All that shit. Yo, E, thank you so much, guys. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Sports Fine Records, DRP, everyone, E-Train Records, it's all good. And Supreme Force Syndicate, baby.
One love. Peace.
I don't think it overstates things to say that the Beatles were the greatest gift to entertainment and culture of our time. a secular religion, if you will, with their universal appeal and demonstrable impact on people's lives. I'm Robert Rodriguez, host of Something About the Beatles. With every episode, I speak with historians, musicians, artists, and Beatle witnesses, all in the service of fresh insights into the most joyous cultural entity the world has ever known. I hope you'll join me and listen to Something About the Beatles, now on Evergreen and wherever you get your podcasts.